Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Hassan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
And thank you, Lord, for your goodness toward us. We pray that you hallow this moment. Yes. And Father, may we get to know you more. And may we live at a higher level and become like Jesus in every area of our lives, influencing men, influencing circumstances for the establishment of your will and of your kingdom. We give you praise and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Please turn with me to the book of Mark, chapter 11, verses 1 to 7.
Mark chapter
11, we will read from verses
1 to 7.
And when they came nigh to Jerusalem unto Bethany and Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent forth two of his disciples and said unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as you are entered into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat, loose him and bring him.
Na Yesu ka che na su afon ne mra wo madu beta ni kronum se. Mu ra kronum na sana mu be ra kronum be hu se ya chechire oponko bi aboho. Na mu sana sa oponko na mo ma ne mra.
And if any man say unto you, why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord has need of him, and straightway he will send him there.
Na se wo bi sha no bi sa se adenti na wu sane na ka che ni se ni ru anu e wo hu hia na obema wo de aba.
And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him.
Na wo mu tu anamo no mu ko hu se ponko bi a chichire na bo bia bi sa na wo mu sane no e ma ne ko.
And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye loosing the colt? And they said unto them, As Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon it.
Na emra wo musani aboa ne bibi sa wo se adenti na musani aboa no na wo mu ya no sania Yesu kire wo mnara na omo ma wo mu de aboa no koye na wo mu de ntuma gu ho e ma no wo mra na watena ponko no so no.
May the Lord add his blessing to its expansion in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I want to share with you a message entitled Five Blessings of a Restricted Life.
Me pesa me ne wo che ni oma numa efa abrabo a wa shada chichi de si wo se wonye bibi a wo pe nshira ewom.
Five blessings of a restricted life.
Abrabo a wa ye se wo bo ne pepe pese de te enyo mfaso enuma ewom.
In this story, we are told about a colt. A colt is a male horse, a young male horse.
Na abo amoko sane no oye mponko a oye bema.
When we talk about a colt, it also means an apprentice, it means a beginner, it means a young person, it means a baby, it means a freshman, it means a greenhorn, it means a virgin.
Na say ye ka aboa na wo mko sane na wo ye aboa ponko be ma wo nyini ye e kire ade foforo e kire bibia e hyase ye e kire se ade mono e kire bibia afekura na ye be hyase.
So although we are talking about a physical young male horse, there is a lot of application that we can make on our lives from the story.
Now, in
the football world, there's what is called a colt, where you have very young boys or sometimes girls who are learning to play football at a higher level. But because they are young, we call them colts.
Now, uko football musua, I'm not telling you about one ketu ayete tu amama kubo ball kesiano. Yefre wa musu colt.
So the Bible tells us the story of this young colt that had been tied, and probably tied for so many times and for so long in its life.
na we e kasafa aboa ponko ya ya chichi na boho e bia na ya chichi na boho won ni mfi obedi nyina mu de bia wo boho.
And I wonder why he was tired when the other colts had the opportunity of moving up and down.
Na mentia sie se ono de ni a chichi na boho a enkai fon de ni eja wo mo mo koba.
Sometimes in your life you feel that you are tied to something. When you try to go somewhere, you can only go this far because there's something that pulls you back to where you are supposed to be. Sometimes people tell you it's because you are cursed. It may be, but in this case, you can see that it was good that this colt was tied. A tied or restricted life does not necessarily indicate a curse. When you are in school and they tell you, rise up at this time, sleep at this time, eat at this time, no food outside the door, these are all restrictions, but at the end of the day, you may not enjoy it whilst you are going through it, but at the end of the day, it makes a lady out of you, it makes a gentleman out of you. Yeah. They tell you, you stand in a certain way, you don't slouch, you don't carry things on your head in our school, you don't bite your nails. All these seems to be like a code that has been tied. They are all restrictions. Mm. You always tuck in your shirt. When you wear black, wear this. When you wear this, you wear that. Don't mix the colors. Don't dress outrageously. All these things, they seem to be restrictions. And you think that they are trying to take your joy out of you. But when you read the story of this tied colt, you see that a restricted life or a tied life can be one of the best things that can happen to you and that can happen to me.
Naya na uko school aye tumika chrew e ma uti mfu nu baabi me ni dia bonten e ya da samre sori samre suya dia samre wanya sa adia na waso twenda ho na mama uko school ni dia wadwen ba yo se aye tete medodo wo sha trosa tuntuma ye shisha socks se shempa bua se wuntumi sha shirt se ya wuntutumu sha shirt akika shem ni nyina wo bewie na wo benyi na waye abrantie mapa ye se men nante bo wumu se en chia wo nan en fa ba ko she has young Fanko Nanti, but while betting, sorry, not to show any. Ube, you know, what's a wire brand here, mapa? Would you know how we are bema? Who your bar? Yes, so one Nantia too. Now, the way across now, they are crossing a tresser, which I hela. One ten, she hallelujah. Now, when I am tretra, I am obe, you know, now I will bam, bema mu, who call rabbi, and who saw bema nebe, or ban nebe. Now, what do you buy or say, how?
So this colt probably thought that what is going to become of my life as he saw his friends moving up and down freely, drinking yogurt, eating hay, telling him, how come you are always tied here? You are always at the same place. Why? Is your family cursed? What is happening to your life? Why are you always here? Not knowing that there was a hidden agenda about this tied colt, that somebody was going to need a colt, and it was not just an ordinary person, it was God Almighty himself.
Hallelujah.
I have come to inform you this morning that your life was restricted because God has need of you.
Yes, so nasa abue obia ebia mwani nina abaka se ah adana uye pire ye shishu ye kwa diye yogurt ye kwa chini amerike na wudi ya woda suwa bo ahumemui nebia no mu nimse oh obaka se wu ya dume wuntina bebia wotaya wana otaye nansu no mu nimse wanyanku pwa mwanshisha srunkubidi manu na emribi babe suwa sa abue ya ya chichi nabu hoi onyanku pwa nankasa babe tinano so ema wadanu huwedi amu wehu se woyo nyami na bibi srunku wawa abuano obohono eyadia no obeye.
Recently, a couple of young people who were in juvenile prisons were asked if they had to start their lives all over again, what would they strongly desire and wish? You know what they said? They said they wish that their parents would be stricter and harder on them instead of allowing them to do what they wanted. Think about it.
Daniana and Kwalankwala na ya do mako gun kwala prison. Ya ya say ye bisaw manu asem no mu bisa se san ye bia sen kawunya yan kawa bra bo wo bonu fo franka den na obepe osi o anka me pesa me mame no me papa betiam ye omo mame nye bibi biara me pe na mo bibi a me ya enya no mo betiam me akyerekyere me kwanpa no enu ti dwene sa asem ihu ye.
This was a young colt.
And young people must be restricted until they can make good decisions and good choices. When your parents restrict you, receive it. It is a blessing. Don't fight it and end up becoming short of what you could have been. Samson was somebody like that, that God restricted and God blessed mightily.
Now Samson yobi a wonyame e ma na brabo ne ya brabo na wa hye no na su na chire no shira no.
God said your parents must not drink strong drink or wine.
Na wonyame ka chire na wo fo se ma mo no mo sandene.
They shouldn't do this, they shouldn't do that. So Samson was restricted right from the womb.
And it is Samson ye nyinsa no nara ya di bibi to no ho a otumi nye.
When he started growing, God said never cut your hair. It was a restriction. Because other styles were coming and people were cutting the various styles, but Samson could not.
And
Samson was restricted.
Samson, yes, in fact,
but therein lies his power. There is dominion in restriction. And as long as he adhered to those restrictions, he was strong and anointed and
powerful.
But he gradually began to throw caution to the wind.
Now, invariably,
he cut off the restriction. He cut off all the restriction and became like any other person. He thought the dominion was still there. He said to himself, I, Samson, I've always had dominion. Dominion, I've always had it. It doesn't matter what I do or don't do. He had forgotten that he had come that far because of the ripple effect of the restriction from the mother's womb. The presence of the Holy Spirit upon him, stirring him up to move between Dan and Bathsheba and not beyond it. Are you following what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But Samson threw caution to the wind. He started moving in ways that God had not called him. And when he cut off the restrictions, his dominion was equally cut off.
Now, Samson, debia no si o media me wa hoden o me de bibia me ye bia ye yo nyame sa wo me so de daada na no onim so wo nyame ahyane ba bi de wonko ene ade a onye sa abrabo na eya chechirebo no o ya shaase fi ni na yam na nyame so so kronkron ba ne so na mi o ka so bebo ye ntio bia abrabo no wo hu se sa hoden no afi ne so.
You must listen in life. You must listen. You must listen. It's good to listen. I must listen, you must listen. Because there are things that you must hear. Look at verse 4 of Mark 11. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met, and they loosed him.
Now, one more coin, Omco, who sabuano, Bobabia, a coin me no Asia, now Omusaneno.
A tied life will often be found. This is the fourth point I want to give you. The fourth point is that a tied life will often stand between choices.
Na abraboa, eya abraboa, wo money biara biara no. Eya ade a etumi ma hu se metumi aywe ana amenye we.
Should I go or should I not go?
So esesa me call and esesa me call.
Should I come or should I not come?
So esesa me ba and esesa me ba.
Should I follow or should I not follow?
So esesa me di achi and esesa me di achi.
Should I do this or should I do that?
So esesa me ye we and esesa me ye we.
A restricted life will be between or among choices. The choice may be gaining now and losing later, or losing now and gaining later. It's a choice. And I'm sure that sometimes the colt said to himself, if I'm loose today, should I go right or should I go left? That man who is approaching you, who is already married, should you give in to his proposal or should you marry that single man who is not apparently more established in life?
Na papa na wa ba wo nche no wo sika na wa ware no ana so minji ntum ana me kwohwe bra e bia ne trosa ba ku debi e be yeye na me ne ne mo bra.
Should I choose the fair one or should I choose the dark one?
Ana so me fa be ma na o ya kokwo na 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 tuntum no.
Should I choose the serious Christian or should I choose the unserious Christian who is nice when you make your choice?
Se wan kasa wotina si na wiyi mu ba ko a.
Sometimes people will not know what has fed the choice you have made.
Eya na nipa nim ni akom ansa na wiyi ba ko.
So they will look at the peripheral or the outside.
Na o mo be she ni sunara.
And they will wonder the wisdom in your choice. But if the choice you have made is in line with the will of God for your life, it's in line with the
Bible
and was inspired by the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter how things appear right now, you have made the right choice. I said you have made the right choice. Stick to it. You know, some of the restrictions, we have to impose them on ourselves. Your blood sugar is higher. The doctor has told you you have sugar diabetes. You go to a party or a funeral, and people are drinking the current drinks. They are just drinking.
Avaro, mot.
And then they ask you, what will you have? You look around, the party was not diabetic sensitive. The most friendly drink you can find is H2O, is water. So you tell them, give me a bottle of water and bring my food. You look at the food. You push away those white things. White rice. And by the way, if I say white rice, I don't mean when they have colored the rice and it looks yellowish, it is okay. I don't want to go into it, but what I'm trying to say is that you move away from high carbohydrates that will turn into sugar quickly into your blood, and you move to complex carbohydrates like yam, and you eat a piece or two, you have a lot of vegetables. And people ask you, why are you eating a lot of green and leaves, and are you an animal? Are you an animal? Why are you eating leaves? And they are feeding on the carbohydrate. Look at banku, they are just, and the fufu, they are just, and the ampese, and people are going in and out, round one, round two, round three. They can afford to round one, two, and three. But you have a restriction on your life. Yeah. And they come and tell you, they don't have what you have, the challenge you have to deal with. Mm. And they come and tell you, oh, drink one Alvaro. After all, what is it? It won't do anything. Mm. I know somebody who did it. You know? I also know somebody who did it. And I cannot tell you the end because it's not a happy ending. Restrictions. You have to impose them on your appetite. Mm. I do not eat this. Mm. It does not sit well with my body. That's how you're going to live long. It's how you're going to live long. But if people tell you, oh, drink is not anything, you not come to my party and drink water, tell him, look, don't joke with this thing. I will not come to your party and drink water. Out I go. Yeah. But many of us, we allow our friends, oh, and okay. The journey between the time you drank and the time the medication may be a fatal one. So impose restrictions on yourself. I don't eat this. I don't drink this for health reasons. Until God heals you, restrict yourself. Impose it on yourself. Yes. Exercise is not always easy. Impose it on yourself. I must walk. The brain needs to move. And the way the brain moves is when you move your body. And you get more oxygen getting into the brain. And then you become a brilliant student. Not because you are naturally brilliant, but there is a way, there is a path to ply on to enhance your brilliance. Everything can be enhanced. Are you aware? You may not be very beautiful naturally, but we can decorate you in such a way that when you pass, even the Queen of England will not come.
se wo doctor na doctor ka tell se wo sikre yare adura enya paiti bia na obekwa ni aduane bia na obedi wo kọ ni ama wa varo non alcoholic wine red wine shedi na buani na mun ka tell mama me non colored water na gin suo ni na fasi hu ya ma wa aduane no ase amu no do so a enya amu a ya sha no cola ene nyina ya mu na mum se eya mu a eya brown rice Ghana de bia na ne kakrab na mu no krampo betumi a twabo na di ubaire ene wo bodie na men kwonko kan bankufo no ne nyoma bia be ma wo yare na kosro ho wo se wankasa fasa ade no to ho so esa se wonim se wo ma wo bre ye ani di ye se na doctor na kan wo be ye home calling tem itisheni ye man mo bi nkan je na wudi e be de wo ba me paiti na wan no ma na chese wa ma ene obetumi asori akọ na mo hweni yesa ma o man krofo bi en sha wo so ma abrabọ na wudi ato ho na wudi hwe se wa ho apom di ni be ye ye no be se no esan ni obi e be kan chere onti.
Look at verse 7.
Mo ma ye hwe enson no.
And they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments on him, and Jesus sat upon him.
Wasi womo di abua ni bre Yesu na womo di womo tuma guni so na Yesu etina so.
The moment Jesus sat on the colt became a celebrity.
Hallelujah! Emra Yesu tina abua no so pe abua ni shabri asesai.
All the other colts that had always been free, Jesus wanted a colt that no man had ever sat on.
Na samwa na na. Obia ehu omo omo na ma omo ko nyina na nya no na Yesu pe ope abo a onipa bi antena no
so
da.
So the fifth point is that a restricted or tied life will be celebrated.
Na nya ya kan se abrabo a wo bo a wo mo ni biara biara na ebedu ba bi no ye be huohua.
And this colt, Jesus, as Jesus sat on it, the very value of the colt immediately shot up.
Na emra Yesu tina abo no so pe abuanu nemfaso eda ho adi.
Because of who had sat on the colt, the value of the colt went up.
Na esan ni a watena sa abuanu sunti, abuanu buo eyedu.
I see your value going up.
I receive it.
Receive it, oh.
I receive it.
I see your value going up.
I receive it.
How can your value go up?
Na ebeda ni akasa wa bra ba wo bo na akosoro.
It depends on who has had access to you.
Na ebegina ni a oni wanyan kita hudi.
Sometimes human celebrities, they sell their ties and their jackets, and you should hear the prices.
Na
this was the glove that Michael Jackson wore it when he was
thank you
backsliding. This was the glove that he wore. This was the chair that the president, the first president of Ghana, sat on. This was the car. And there are people who like to buy such properties because their value, they keep going up.
Nah. And you may be wahwa, ebin mo mwenye dindi ya wa mwa, ni buwa kosro. Heya Michael Jackson, adi ebin audition in sana wadi ye breaks no, ni buwa nko. We tumika sasa kwenye we omampeni ni ya mano, omampeni kani ya mano, ni buwa nko. Saka iwe, sani pay ena, watina muka ni buwa nko. Bibu tumia kase, sa Mikey, Mrs. Famiye Nesumu, ni buwa nko. Hallelujah.
So as they were heading towards Jerusalem,
Jerusalem no.
There were crowds here and there were crowds here. And they were shouting praises to Jesus. Hosanna to the Son of David.
Hosanna David.
Blessed is he who cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna to the Lord.
Hosanna.
And the more people were throwing their garments on the floor. And I'm sure the colt said, oh my God, what a day it is for me. This is the best day. And the colt began to, you know, move gingerly. And Jesus, as a king, you see, if you are riding a kingly horse or donkey, it doesn't go, it has a way it goes. It has to go gracefully. So the colt also began to take its steps gracefully because the anointing of the king had now zoomed into the colt. And the colt began to move graciously. Hallelujah. And the people were giving praises. And the colt would look left and look right. Hallelujah. They thought they were just celebrating Jesus. But Jesus was saying, I'm celebrating with you. Colt, can you feel it? And the colt said, yes, master, I can feel it. And it was a day of celebration. Hallelujah. You may have been restricted in life.
Yes.
But I'm prophesying to you that your day of celebration is coming.
I receive it. na aboa no emra ye de ntuma ni gu form no na wo hwe benkum no wo hwe ni fa wo se eh I'm feeling good pa na 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 esa so wa hin ni teno so eno to ato ne boa na okọ eno to wo hwe nkom gu so se emra wo jina na wa tena se kristo ni a wo nya bibi biara wo pe no emi bi be so hallelujah ni pa benkum ni ni fa ebe to hosanna e dia ma esa ni a ote wo sumti.
Look at verse 9. And they that went before and they that followed cried, saying, Hosanna, blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord.
Now, I see one more, my dear, can one more, Mudina Chino, Omunaka said, Hosanna, and Shanka Nia, or Bawanya Midim.
If you read elsewhere, you will know that this was done, that it might be fulfilled, the prophecy that was said, that he came and was entering into his purpose in Jerusalem, riding on a donkey. There's a prophecy that has been said about your life, but it's going to come to pass if you lead a restricted life.
Amen. I receive it. Now, what can come, baby? I will say, some come saying, I can't say, we'll be right Jerusalem, or better now, Abua, don't Poncosono, Abem. I say, be what I can't show, come, shabby, what ya can't edia chow, bra, bonnie, so we'll bet now, our bobra, say, Christo, Nima, Pawun, ye be our pedia, and then I come, send a bebem or bra.
Say to yourself, I shall be celebrated.
Cassay, ye be dimini,
I shall have dominion.
Now, may not to me so.
The Lord has need of me. I lead a restricted life. And because of that, I have all the blessings ordained for me. I don't live a loose life. I live as a Christian. In my house. In my school. At my workplace, in the church, everywhere I am, I lead a restricted life. And I enjoy all the blessings that comes with a restricted life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If you've not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this prayer after me. Dear Lord, I repent of my sins. Please come into my heart and make you my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you for forgiving and accepting me as your child. If you have no place of worship, I wish to formally invite you to worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. at the Prevailing Word Chapel, located 3 minutes drive from the St. Peter's International School. Come and be blessed.
These books were written by Reverend Ibu Hassan.
Family Matters, Counseling with Skill, Elders Ministry, Helps Ministry, and True Love are all available at Red Crest Bookshop, Sego Junction, and Expressions Gift and Cat Shop next to UBA Bank. Takradi.
Lord, I love to sing your praise.